President Chakwera had addressed the representatives of the Malawian people at Parliament on the 10th of September. And on that occasion, he had promised that in the near future, he would be delivering a national address to articulate his comprehensive agenda on the environment and climate change. And so today he delivered that address, and part of his address was the announcement of this National Cleanup Day that he would like to institute, where citizens across the country would take a moment to just go around their environment and to pick up any trash. It is his way of inculcating a culture of taking responsibility for trash and littering and being part of the solution to that rather than being part of the problem.
Sean, is this just symbolic? Because too often something like this is announced and then after one or two days or two times of doing it, there's no follow-up. Do you think the government is committed or the president is committed to it?
The president is so committed to it that he has announced that he himself is going to see to it that not only he, but his entire administration leads by example to this. And in fact, he has called on the entire country to ready itself to participate in the same.
Too often, therefore, these environmental concerns sometimes come into conflict, say, with tradition or so. How committed is the president to the environment?
The president would agree with that assessment that there are often times when there is a conflict between cultural beliefs and traditional practices and what needs to be done in order to sustain the environment. And so the president, as part of his address, announced a robust program of engaging traditional leaders across the country, fronting the ones that lead by example in order to ensure that traditional leaders who are the fabric of Malawian society are fully engaged in the process of enlisting the entire citizenry in behavioral change as well as mindset change. The president today was flanked, as he delivered that address, by the Minister of Forestry and Natural Resources on his right and the Minister of Information on his left, because he fully expects that his cabinet will play a critical role in providing civic education to the country on these matters. And so the fact that today he set aside 2 hours in order to deliver an address exclusively on the environment and to answer questions not only from journalists in general, but from environmental journalists in order for him to be fully, fully engaged in this process, I think is a demonstration of his commitment to the sustainability of the environment and addressing climate change issues.
Thank you so much, Sean. It's always nice to talk with you.
Welcome, James.